Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales has recorded 261 new COVID cases, but no further deaths. The state has made some slight changes to its recovery map, with QR code check-ins only required in high-risk venues. The next stage of reopening will come into effect either from the 15th of December or when the state reaches 95% full vaccination. And New South Wales residents have been given 2 extra dining and entertainment vouchers worth $25 each. 94.5% of eligible people in the state have had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. All passengers on 2 Qantas flights into South Australia have been ordered into quarantine because fellow travelers have tested positive to COVID-19. Passengers on the flights from Sydney and Melbourne are required to quarantine for different periods depending on their vaccination status. Some passengers seated close to another person with COVID on a second flight from Sydney have also been asked to quarantine. All 3 positive cases in South Australia yesterday are in isolation in a quarantine facility. A man accused of killing 2 Victorian campers has been remanded in custody after facing court. 55-year-old former airline pilot Gregory Lynn is charged with the murders of Russell Hill and Carol Clay, who were last seen in the Wanangatta Valley in March of 2020. Lynn faced the magistrate's court via video link this morning for a filing hearing and was remanded to return to court next April. Lynn's wife, Melanie Lynn, also appeared on the video link with her camera off. Police have established a crime scene in the Alps in an undisclosed area that they've identified may contain the missing pair's remains. They've asked the public for assistance in finding a silver and blue colored trailer that was sold on Gumtree between March and July of 2020 that they believe may help with the investigation. New quarantine rules will come into force in the United Kingdom after the discovery of a new coronavirus variant. All flights from South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, and Eswatini are being suspended, while travelers from those countries will need to quarantine on arrival in the UK. So far, the new variant has been detected in South Africa, Hong Kong, and Botswana. The UK's Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, says scientists are deeply concerned.
I've been updated on this variant by the UK Health Security Agency, and they have now designated it as a variant under investigation. The early indications we have of this variant is that it may be more transmissible than the Delta variant, and the vaccines that we currently have may be less effective against it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will not be involving itself in the internal political affairs of the Solomon Islands as it helps the small nation restore order. The South Pacific country has seen 2 days of civil unrest, including rioting and looting, with people angry over government corruption and an allegiance switch from Taiwan to China. The Solomon's Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare, has asked Australia for help to enforce a lockdown, but there is some concern that could be seen as taking sides in internal politics. Mr. Morrison says 23 Australian Federal Police officers arrived in Honiara overnight, with 15 more to follow today, and he's keeping a close eye on the situation.
We have Australians who are bravely going back to the Solomon Islands to support our Pacific family, to ensure that we can have stability and peace so they can resolve issues internally. They are not issues that Australia involves ourselves in. I thank the Prime Minister of Fiji, Prime Minister Bainimarama, Prime Minister Ardern, Prime Minister Marape for their strong support for the role that Australia has taken. It's a positive role. It's there to support our family in the Pacific in a time when they need us.
The United Kingdom will step up its measures, including turning back boats, in a bid to stop migrants making the perilous journey across the English Channel from France. The number of migrants trying to cross the channel has jumped in recent months, and 27 died this week when their boat deflated in the busy shipping waters. The tragedy has inflamed debate in Europe and the UK over immigration pressures, with both Britain and France calling for a more coordinated approach. The UK's Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has told the House of Commons she has reached out to her European counterparts to do whatever is necessary to help secure the French coast.
People should, Madam Deputy Speaker, claim asylum in the first safe country they reach, and nobody needs to flee France in order to be safe. However, Madam Deputy Speaker, we are not waiting until the National 19 Borders Bill passes. We are undertaking a wide range of operational and diplomatic work. I have already approved maritime tactics, including boat turnarounds for border force to deploy.
I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.